coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, the Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9. Look at the 10th verse. How many of you remember Lazarus in the Bible? Lazarus, who was a beggar. And when he died, the angels came and took him to heaven. Come on, talk to me. You remember that story? But he was a beggar. And the Bible says he had wounds all over his body. Wasn't God there? God was there. After when Lazarus died, he said angels to pick him up. They didn't pick him up because he was poor. They picked him up because he was a righteous man. Under the old covenant, he was a righteous man. But he was sick. He was dying. He was afflicted. He was poor. And God can change it. God can change it. He was a righteous man, but a suffering righteous man. He believed unto righteousness, but didn't change anything. Are you listening to me now? There's a lot of righteous people, glory to God, but they are suffering. And they don't know why. And they stand on the other side and look at those of us who are, oh boy, my. Who are having a time with life. And they say, well, they must be doing something wrong. Keep pointing your accusing finger. Doesn't change anything. You remain in your suffering state. Can only keep interceding for you that one day your eyes will be opened. But I've made up my mind to have a good life. The Bible says David, when he was old, he was full of days and goodness. God had touched his life and blessed him. He was the one that said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He didn't say goodness. He didn't say, I'm praying that goodness and mercy will come to me. He didn't say, I'm praying that God will give me goodness and mercy. He said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what David said. What about you? You're standing there and struggling. Yet the Bible says, they which believe and enter into his rest have ceased from their struggles. See why your life is full of struggling? Some even say it. You say, how are you? Say, we're struggling. They think it's nice to talk like that. They think it's humble. No, you're not being humble. You're being stupid. Yeah. To talk like that is not right. It's wrong for a child of God to talk like that. You're struggling because you're ignorant. Jesus said you err because you know not the scriptures. He says you err because you know not the scriptures. God said my people perish. My people suffer. My people are crushed because of the lack of knowledge. The lack of knowledge. That's why they suffer. He didn't say my people perish because I don't answer their prayer. He didn't say my people perish because they don't pray. He said because they lack knowledge. What knowledge? Revelation knowledge. The knowledge of the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can put a stop to your struggles. You can can put a stop to your problems, to your sorrows. I don't have problems in life. I face things that challenge my faith. And boy, am I glad every time there are such crises. Why? Because they are bread. Read it. I'm just like Paul in the Bible. He said, I rejoice in my infirmities. He said, I'm glad when problems come. I'm not the first to talk like that. See that? I'm not the first to talk like that. The Bible says we should follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That's like Paul. He said, I've learned in whatever state I am, daring to be independent of circumstances. He talks my language. Are you still there? Paul was a man of like passions. He wasn't different from us. He had the same Jesus, the same Holy Spirit, the same Word of God, and lived in this same earth like we're living in today. He faced the same devils and demons of hell. He had the same angels at attention. Why should he have more advantage than we do today? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, with the heart man believes unto righteousness. But that is not the end of that verse. You are righteous. You are wondering where your problems are coming from. You help people. You do things right. You try your best to the best of your knowledge. Why are those problems still there? I want to tell you why. A woman lost her husband and all her children in the same day, but she had been a prayer warrior. She said, God, why? Why? I give my tithe, I give my offerings, I go to church, I worship you, I serve you every day. Why did my husband die? Why did all the children die? Oh, if they only knew that death is not from God. The Bible says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. He calls death an enemy. You say, why do people die then? Study the Bible and find out. I can take a whole series on that for you. Study the Bible and find out. When a Christian is full of days and ready to go, even if you're ready to go at 15, makes no difference. There's a way to go. There's a way to go. You get ready. You decide. Together with the Lord. Is it scripture? Emphatically, yes. And then you give your last messages to those that you want to give to. And check out of this place. There's a way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She said, why? You have another Christian, they said, we're going to fire some people. And the only people that got fired were all Christians. And they went out crying, why did God let them fire us? Why? The most frequently heard prayer in heaven is a one-word prayer. Why? They just stand there. And feel like if I could see God now. Lord, I hope you can see my face. Not happy with you. Why? Why? What have I done that was so bad? Okay, I know I'm bad. Because the moment they say, what have I done? They just remember some sins. Boom, 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 boom. They say, oh, okay, I know that I'm not so good. But this thing is worse. Why? Let's read that verse together. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. One more time. With the heart, man believeth unto what? That means with your heart, you believe and become righteous. But it hasn't changed anything. I said it hasn't changed anything. Some of you are here. You are not sure that you're born again. Let me tell you something. Listen to what I'm sharing with you now. It's very important. You are very nice. In your own eyes, you are good. Even others who know you say that you're a very kind man. You're a very kind woman. You're very helpful. You are a godly person. They describe you as a godly man, a godly woman. You're very godly. You even teach your children to be godly. Very godly, very, very godly. Welcome, welcome. But there is something. Whenever they ask you, are you born again? You are not able to answer it. I want to show you why now. You are not able. Instead, you bring up an argument. It's not everybody who says he's born again that is really born again. Must I use born again? I know God is always helping me, and I know I'm also helping God. God has been very kind to me. My God loves me. You say things like, my God loves me. He loves me very much, and I know it. All that is nice. But why can't you say yes? You know, Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He didn't say, except a man be good, which you are. Thank you. He didn't say, except a man be nice to God, which you are. He didn't say, except a man be kind. Mm-mm. He said, except a man be born again. You say, it depends on what you mean. Forget about what I mean. Let's know what Jesus meant. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Which means born again is not being born of the flesh. Period. And if you have studied the scriptures very well, you will have gotten to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, where it says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Meaning that being born again is being born by the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.